John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philly tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday with two shows tonight and tomorrow and one at 8 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are always available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Returning to the studios, ladies and gentlemen, the man with the most interesting tattoos and an incredible beard, Dan Cummins, is here. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again, sir. All right, how have your travels been? How have things been in your life as of late?
They've been good. I'm glad to see the weather today. Travel's been very, very cold. I was in Madison last weekend.
Ooh.
And I think it was either zero or between zero and like three. Right. One day, just that temperature when you just immediately are furious when you walk outside. Like you just hate everything. Yeah.
You know, I didn't think about that. With all this crap weather that's been happening in the middle of the country, comics must be like going nuts.
I missed a show last week just because I got stuck in an airport because of snow. And it's been lots and lots of snow and cold. Yeah.
Wow. So, when you're traveling, do you end up going home during the off days?
I do. I go back to Idaho in between shows where it's also very cold right now.
Right.
A lot of winter. But yeah, no, I go home in between when I can, which is nice.
Are you tired of potato jokes?
Yeah, you get a lot of those. When you're from Idaho and you're not living or you're outside of Idaho,
right.
It's a lot of potatoes and a lot of my favorite / least favorite is the Idaho. You know, and then they expect the laugh, right? Like, good one, buddy. Good one. Great. But yeah, it's a lot of those too, which are better than the other stereotype on Idaho, which is just skinheads, Aryan Nation,
okay,
just white supremacists. So I'll take the potato
jokes. Your beard does wonders for that. For you.
I know. I do look like the
slick hair. Mm-hmm. You look like Amon Goat with a beard.
Right. I'm not helping the cause.
Now, you know, it's a state I've never been in. Is it, you know, I think of Idaho, Montana, all that stuff. I see Old West. I don't see any modern houses. I see nothing like that
right,
at all.
Right. I killed a guy 3 days ago in a shootout. It was a minor disagreement over he looked at my lady. I didn't care for it. And we settled it like men.
Did you do something in your act one time about... Did your dad want to go back in time?
Oh, yeah. A couple albums ago. That's right. My dad actually is that guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I joke about Idaho. I mean, it's fine. We got all the same stores everybody else has now and everything. But there is an element in, like, small-town Idaho of very, like, throwback. My dad, very, very handy with the gun, actually.
Uh-huh.
Good with his fist. Better with his fists than his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And he is kind of Wild Westy, and yeah, he did want to go back for it. Like, but people when they do that, they forget about no showers,
right?
Like electricity and no air conditioning, so it's this notion of like me and some beautiful lady out on the range. Yeah, she's gonna stink. She's gonna stink. You're gonna stink. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough in a variety of ways. But yeah, my dad actually, my dad is a maniac. We had a different gun in every room of the house just in case. It was a just in case philosophy. And then ironically,
in case the Indians attacked.
Well, the ironic thing, there was nothing in value. We were very poor. Nothing in value other than the guns. And then one day someone did break it and stole all of the guns. So like, I love that. But yeah, he had gold dust buried in the wall. He had little bags of gold dust buried in the walls of the house at one point.
Right.
Because of Y2K. He was ready. Yep. The economy was going to collapse. He was going to have his guns, he was going to have his gold, and he was going to live his Wild West dream. So there is more of that. There's in Coeur d'Alene, where I live, there are real estate agents who specialize in doomsday bunkers.
Get out.
Yeah, like houses with bunkers. Like, that's preppers. Like, there really is enough of that around there.
Dave, we found your retirement state.
Well, here we have sex dungeons, and you guys have preppers. Yeah, cool.
Combine them, I'm sure there's got to be some crossover.
That's true.
Right, there's got to be some people who have they say it's the doomsday bunker. But really, really, it's the DTF bunker. It's little BDSM stuff going on.
Now, if I'm correct, you have two kids?
Two kids, yeah.
And two wives.
Well, now we're getting real Idaho. Now we're getting Southern Mormon Idaho. No, I have an ex-wife, I have my wife, and then two kids. Oh, my poor daughter, Monroe. my daughter, she just turned 11. She was very angry when she was younger, mm-hmm. like a very angry kid, mostly because you couldn't understand what she was saying. She knew what she was saying. It was a lot of frustration with communications.
Okay.
And we had something happen two weeks ago now that is tragic slash very funny to me. she has been in speech therapy her okay. whole fifth grade. She's fifth grade now. And, you know, in the last 2 years had a lot of trouble with the R sound specifically. Mm-hmm. She's a good kid, but we've been really riding her. Like me especially, like, come on, you got to do your exercise. You got to stay consistent. That's how you're going to get, you got to get this figured out. You got to get this figured out. Took her to a new speech therapist 2 weeks ago. She's physically tongue-tied. So it's literally impossible for, no matter how hard she works, for her to say that R. Found out there's a thing called a frenectomy. It's like a frenulum little snip.
Right, right.
The dentist does it, and it opens up their tongue, and now they can say whatever. So, and we had that procedure done now, and when she found out about it, she was so happy slash furious. Because for the last couple of years, it's been like having like the parental equivalent of having a blind kid and be like, just come on, just squint harder. Squint it out. Tired of walking you around. So, I'm going to be hearing about that for a while, I think. I'd be so mad if someone for years, come on, figure it out.
Now, being in Idaho, yeah. I mean, not the comedy mecca that one would.
No.
Right? You couldn't have planned to go into comedy originally. What did you train for?
Oh, I was supposed to go into social work, psychiatry. Like, uh-huh. I have a psych degree, and I got a counseling job right out of college. That was what most people would use to get experience, low level experience, to then go into grad school to get these qualifications for blah 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 certain schools, and. And I just learned that I like studying it.
Right.
Not good at it.
Uh-huh.
Not good at it because I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I don't have the right emotional makeup. Like, I have very little patience. Also not good at keeping secrets. I'm fascinated with weird stuff. So people will be telling me these stories that I'm supposed to be like, you know, really listening to and giving like solid advice. And in my head, I'm just like, oh, this is good. This is good. My friend's going to love this. I'm going to change the name until I'm drunk. Then the name's going to stay the same. And I'm just going to share. But I just have no patience for like whiners.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, and I still am like that. You know, when people get real into that kind of world, and then my dad did it. And my mom, it's like, just grow up. Life is hard. And I'm a history kind of fan too. I'm like, are you? Has your family just died of the plague? Have you been tortured in Inquisition? No, then life's okay. Stop crying about your little what? I don't know. Whatever.
My back in time thing is as much as I'd like to go back in time and see other things. I don't want to go anywhere if they don't have aspirin.
Oh,
right. See,
right.
Right. You got to have at least aspirin, and then I might go back.
Doctors didn't used to be doctors. I mean, that's a pretty modern thing. There were people who claimed to be doctors. I was I do this little silly podcast, and we were doing one on the Black Plague, and I did this whole segment on like Black Plague, like plague doctors.
Right.
And these poor people, like they already have the plague. Life's not going well. They have the plague, pre-antibiotics, and then these quote unquote doctors would come in, and one of the prescriptions was. That they tried was you would get these pigeons and they would basically rip the tail out and put the butt of the pigeon on the plague boil. And in theory, it would, or you'd cut open the plague boil, put the butt of it, and it would suck the plague poison into the pigeon's butt and make it, and you knew you were cured when the pigeons stopped dying from having their butts ripped off. Not a good cure. Real good at killing pigeons. A lot of pigeons died. But like another one was they would literally rub feces like a concoction. Uh-huh. People they would make you drink urine. They thought that non-infected urine, if you drank enough of that, that was like the height of medicine. Was doctors would just study urine. And this is like 15th century.
Right.
They would just look at a little vial of urine and be like, nah, you look pretty healthy to me. Sniff it. Nah, it smells like healthy pee. I'm a doctor. We got this. Bloodletting. Oh, it was terrible. Life before, you know, like 1940, 50, 60, just for pretty much all of the world was absolutely terrible. All of the time.
But probably they all were probably having a problem with their humors.
Right.
I still don't know what the hell that is.
I don't know either.
He's got a disease of the humors.
Well, they thought spirits were behind, you know, things like they would have operations where they would just try to cut you open and just to let the devil out. Because that's, you know, it's not a tumor. It's not cancer. You got a devil inside you.
That's it.
You just got to cut it open, let it out. That's all.
Well, Dan Cummins and all his strange looks at history in the world will be joining us here in Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night at Punchline Philly. Another show on Sunday. There's two tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:45 and one on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for coming in, for braving the weather. You know,
oh, man, it's beautiful out.
Now that it's 48 degrees
outside. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.